This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Today's Wednesday, right? It's Wednesday, right? The 7th, 7th of December. All right, it's the Wednesday, 7th of December edition of Talking Heads. On and popping, your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. on this hump day edition. And I promise you we're going to get over the hump together. And like I say, hope you had a good Wednesday. Today is an open line edition, so we got lots to talk about. But before we get to that, I got to give you the rundown. You know, make sure you know what's going on. How to chime on in. And all that good stuff. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. All right. Now, here's a little situation regarding the trivia today. All right. Got to make sure all the prizes have been allocated. I'm still waiting for one or two more to come on in. It's December. It gets busy for everybody around here, you guys out there. So I'm just going to hold it off till tomorrow so I can make sure all the prizes are in the building. So when you all call and get all fired up for your prizes, they'll be here for you. Remember, Joker's Wild Party Passes, lunch or dinner your choice from Naughty Johnny's, and Dunkin' Donuts coffee mugs. That's what we'll be playing for the entire month of December. So I promise you, as of tomorrow, I'll hit it up, and we'll do a double whammy slammy tomorrow. We'll double it up for you. And then don't forget, on Friday, I'm on remote, Dunkin' Carmichael, getting it in. All right? Getting you running on Dunkin' right into the weekend. Okay? All right. Now that we've got that out of the way, let's get up into the headliners. Who are us making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals just in time for Christmas. Both locations, Talbot Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Be sure to check them out Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. to better serve you. Okay? So definitely take advantage of that. And, you know, over there at Fine Threads, like I said, the new arrivals are in stock. But in addition to that, you can do it online. Simply log on to finethreads.com, do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right? So you cannot go wrong. And like I said, you got between now and the Christmas to take advantage of it. They're going to have you looking good for the Christmas, I promise. Let you slide right in. Come on, fellas. You know you got to look good for the Christmas. You just can't go in there half-stepping. You got to be on point for the Christmas. And Fine Thread's going to have you on point, casual and formal. for whatever the occasion. So, now, as we get into it too, man, got to shout out Ms. Hepburn, man. Was grabbing me a bite today, BK Saunders Beach. And nicest old lady came up to me, Naughty, you all right? I know the voice. I listen to you every day. So, Ms. Hepburn, I'm so glad you listen to me every day. I appreciate you. Keep on listening. I'm glad you enjoy the show. And keep stopping off the Burger King. I like that. I want this on my show. So have a great one and continue to listen. And I'm so glad you're listening, man. Nice to meet you, too. Good people as you are. All right. And you got to thank Mr. Producer, man. He reminded me to do that shout-out because I was almost about to forget. Not in a bad way, but you know. So thank you, Mr. Producer. I appreciate that. All right. Let's slide on in and see what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views at matter since 1844. Big headlines today. PM, the grocers, follow the law. And listen, and remember, it's open line, man, so feel to chime in and chime on in whenever you want. But I'm looking at this going, wow, okay. The PM telling the grocers to follow the law. But didn't the grocers reach out and ask for negotiations with this administration? And this administration has not negotiated. The goalposts have continued to be moved. So here's the deal. I mean, you come off draconian and dictatorial in your stance and look, these prices have to change and you need to do it without the proper consultation. You get a kickback. You promise to negotiate and negotiations have stalled. So we don't have a resolution. So obviously there's going to be issues on both sides and moving goalposts. We need to get back to the table, the administration and the grocers, get this thing hammered out. Can't be playing with people's food source right now and all what's going on in the world. Get it figured out, because at the end of the day, Bahamians can't bear the brunt of this too. And the business owners need to make out all right, and the government needs to make out all right. So we need some mature negotiations. And that means getting to the table, rolling up the sleeves, and making it happen. But there again, chime in. Let me know what you guys think about this situation with the grocers. Another big headline, murders up 11%. But wait a minute, we don't have a crime crisis, do we? Because, I mean, according to our chief of police, we don't have a crime crisis. But murders are up by 11%. This is the same GOP who said he felt the murders wouldn't reach 100 by the year's end. Where we at now? Three? It's a damn basketball score, that's what it is. Hate to say it like that, but that's what it is. There's been an 11% increase in murders so far this year over last year, according to police. Police recorded 121 murders in 2022 and reported that 68% of those have been solved. Last year, 119 murders were recorded. Well, we got what? A couple of days left in this year, a couple of weeks left in this year? And this shouldn't be a record to be bragging about being broken. This is horrible. The record was set in 2015. With 146 murders. And you know the irony of that? When the PRP administration campaigned for that election, they were the opposition prior to that period of time, that 2012-2017 stretch. They campaigned, they put up some heinous signs, murders under the FNM and signage and all kind of stuff, and then turn around 3 years into their administration and set a record on murders, 146. And here we are again, soaring. So we can't really be pointing fingers at each other when it comes, the political parties, that is. There should be no finger pointing. Both of you have failed us, the society, the voters, and the citizenry, miserably on this. And yes, we do have a crime problem. We do have a crime crisis. And that's why the murder rate continues to soar. Now it's up by 11% of murders. It starts with us. I hate to say it, but it starts with us. And we gotta take things back as a society more over than anything else. Naughty question. Great show as usual. Will Leslie Miller be giving ham and turkey this year? You need to call Mr. Miller and find out. Call him at Sunbase Paints. Naughty, I know you're saying you don't live tall pines, and you are correct, but the price of the food stores are crazy. I need to know if I will receive a free ham or turkey from Mr. Miller this year. Why don't you check your current MP? and see what he's saying. And then if not, then get back to the part cake. But here we are. Murder's soaring. Murder's up 11%. And then you look over here. Minister hits out over state of Eleuthera. Story by Travis Cartwright-Cowell. Central and South Eleuthera MP Clay Sweeting said yesterday his constituents have been without running water for more than 7 days, and he has expressed disappointment to both the Minister of Works and the Chairman of the Water and Sewerage Corporation. Water and Sewerage Corporation acknowledged in a Facebook post on Sunday that it had experienced severe challenges in the production, storage, and distribution of safe potable water in central Eleuthera. Sweeting, who is the Minister of Agriculture, Marine Resources, and Family Island Affairs, issued a statement on his ministry's letterhead cabinet as cabinet met yesterday. And he expressed everything. He just laid it out. Now, when you look at it, you got a sitting MP calling out his colleague for not getting the job. I you know, the irony. Junior politician calling out senior politician. In this case, the junior politician is right. The people need running water. Period. It's a basic human necessity of life. And especially if you want things to get out of whack health-wise, ensure that they have running water. And if it's a case of this, past the hot potato contest, the Evanham administration inked a new contract with said company 4 days before last election. Well, if that was such a boo-boo contract, do what the PRP is famous for doing. Stop, review, and cancel. Switch it up, flip it up. If it's going to benefit Bahamians and Eleutherians in the long run. But you need running water. And nobody should get in their feelings about being checked on it. And all of us social, they should have kept it in-house. No, they kept it in the house. I think that was the right place to do it. Put it on record. And let people know, hey, I'm trying to serve my constituents. I'm trying to do their business. And if the Minister of Works happens to be a political colleague, then I got to lay it at his doorstep. Nothing personal. It's business. It's called being an accountable MP. I applaud Mr. Sweeting's stance on it. Because in this instance, he's not party-wise. It's constituency-wise. I need my constituents taken care of. And he's not looking at the FNM, PRP, DNA, ABC, COI, whatever, alphabetical affiliation you want to own. He's doing it for Bahamians. So let's get it done. And Family Islands, you're absolutely right. Abaco, Grand Bahama, Eleuthera, instances in other portions, Andrus, you all got issues. And they need to address your issues, and they need to treat you all like you all matter, not like just a Family Island afterthought. Naughty, you talking about crime crisis and you talking about murder rates going up, but you never spoke about how people dress up as police officers and robbed a man by the airport, which Netflix. I was getting to that text, though, but since you accelerated the process, here we are. Be cautious. And, we need some more information out on the Royal Bahamas Police Force on their behalf just to deal with this and address it. And I think clarify a few things over the holidays. What are some of the signs to look for if it's a real police officer or not? Because after this, my eyes stop it. You better whoop, 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 whoop all the way home till I get there. You can put me out in front of my yard if you want. And then I will tell you, I was scared. I thought y'all was coming to rob and kill me. Y'all was dressed up like Halloween just in December. Right? I got my story, and I stick and do it. Anyhow, as we slide out of the headliners and get up into the buzz, I'll tell you, man, one thing that has been buzzing and buzzing and continue to buzz is the fact that, you look around and you see a lot of people talking about the potholes. Listen, those aren't potholes, people. Craters. I've been through a couple of roads that look like it's been like a moon landing. Okay? I'm waiting for aliens to pop up out of them holes. They're crevices. And listen, please spare me the patching of said potholes. Because if you patch them and you top them up, but you don't pack them properly and you don't do your due diligence, guess what happens when it rains hard again? They just wash right back up. Deal with the roads. And there's no point, Mr. Prime Minister, giving us these grandiose promises of major world works coming. Listen, if we can't get the simple patching of potholes done correctly right now, do you really think we're going to get a major road work done? And yeah, we are, the Minister of Works, Mr. Alford, says he's dealing with a lot of heat right now concerning the potholes and other things. But how many committees y'all want to put this man on? Soon you have a pothole committee, you got a shantytown committee, you got another committee. You can't have him like to get fixed. Because he got to be in the Ministry of Works at some point to get it done. Stop putting him on so many committees. Leave him on one, the pothole commission. And some of y'all MPs in the House, y'all need to save some of that manure y'all is be spewing so we could have used that to pack the potholes as well. Maybe some of that will make the star tick, the tar stick longer. Listen, I personally know the savagery of the roads. I lost not one but two tires on one stinking crater in the West. And that was the wife car, so you know I catch hell for that. Mucho. We got to do better. Smaller cars. Older cars. They can't take the damage. And yeah, we've made light of it, but now we can't make light of it anymore because it's no longer a laughing matter. The majority of every one of these roads and thoroughfares you go on, potholes. And it can't just be passing the buck. We got to figure out what we're doing. Get it done and get it done right. And that makes you look at, well, who's getting the contracts to fix these said potholes? Why do they keep washing open? At the end of the day, this is our dime. And if our dime is going to be reused, then it needs to be used wisely and efficiently. And more important, the Bahamians benefit from it. Naughty question, do the cabinet ministers drive on these roads or do they have a hovercraft or do they get around like Dr. Strange in an open portal to get to point A from point B? I think they're in a portal. Yeah, some of them out in space anyway. Naughty brave them have no plans for the roads, just committees, just to waste our money. Most of these MPs are nothing but cesspool holders. Wow. The honeymoon seems to be over. Boy, you're buzzing today. Anyway, let's get to the first break then, Mr. Producer. We'll get in on the first break now. On the flip side of the break, we'll check out, as we read, of course, by John Shoes. Don't forget, flip side of the break, we got the global warming coming up. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. That'll be followed up by my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. I'll open the lines up for you. We'll continue the conversation. And at the bottom of the hour, you know I got your numerology report, courtesy of Cuban Willie. All brought to you by The Island Game. That's all coming up on the flip side of the break right here as the Wednesday, December 7th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Burger King wants you to ride into the holidays in style with a brand new 2022 BYD Han all-electric sedan from Easy Car Sales. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just upgrade your favorite combo for one ticket or double your chances with the King Combo or triple your chance to win with the purchase of a BK family deal. It's electric at Burger King this holiday where you get the chance to win a 2022 BYD Han EV sedan when you upgrade your combo at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want dough or just taking the waste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Do you want a chance to win one of five Yamaha Kryptonite scooters? Do you like the great taste of Frito-Lay chips? Well, all you have to do is purchase chips like Lay's, Doritos, and Cheetos at your favorite grocery store. And you can enter to win thanks to Frito-Lay and Island Wholesale Scooter Giveaway Promotion. Want to know more?
Join us December 10th at Quality Supermarket South Beach.
This Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. for a chance to play Island Wholesale Shoot and Win Game for instant prizes and a chance to win one of five Yamaha scooters. Frito-Lay, distributed by Island Wholesale.
Christmas coming here.
Christmas is coming and your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that satisfy your cravings. Get that fried chicken holiday vibe with a juicy KFC muddy with 8 boneless KFC bites of 100% white meat, a chicken leg, mashed potato with gravy, corn, a biscuit, a delicious guava dessert biscuit, and a mega-sized Pepsi. Have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC.
Zion Games has a list of names. Who will get the cash? Yes, we brought it back. 20 gets you in, 12 is the win. Right now we'll put money on your book. You can have a very Merry Christmas. Zion Games can take care of your wish list. 12 is a cash must with Percy Zion Games. It's the game you know, the friends you trust. You may play with them, but you win with us.
For every $20 deposit, you're entered to win cash.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. The Wednesday, December 7th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. 4:41 p.m. is the time. And right now, you got to get up into the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. All right? And let me tell you, KFC doing big things. Big things. The festive feast is back. That's right. Okay? You definitely want to take advantage of that. All season long, they're hooking it up for you, all right? For a limited time. Every 8-piece festive feast mega meal includes a 0.5-gallon Pepsi in a reusable drink bag. Perfect for your next festive get-together. Make this a finger-licking good Christmas with the KFC festive feast meal, packed with 8 pieces of buttery biscuits and a 0.5-gallon of Pepsi in the new reusable bag. All right, have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC Nassau. All that goodness available for you at your favorite KFC Nassau location for takeout and for drive-through. All right, let's check out the warming. The heating of the planet in 60 seconds or less, like I said. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And where do we start? A lot of interesting stories here. Chip and Joanna Gaines sued for at least $1 million by former literary agent. Wow. Ex-punter, and this is just breaking news, ex-Bills punter Matt Ariza won't face charges over rape allegations. Matt Ariza will not face criminal charges despite being accused of participating in the gang rape of a minor at a party in 2021. Robert Downey Jr. given drugs at age 6 by his father. This story coming out. According to the Senate, it was an idiot move on our parts to share that with our children, the late filmmaker said of his son, who became an addict at just 8 years old. We all know that. What else is going on? Elon Musk blasts city of San Francisco for investigating Twitter's alleged office bedroom, offices turned bedrooms. Yeah. Elon Musk is reported to be turning Twitter's office space into sleeping spaces for employees, putting in extra time. And this has got the city of San Francisco all up in arms. Well, join the list of people who are upset with Elon. The baby took a trip to Dubai. Seems like nobody likes the baby these days. The lion that he was taking a picture with tried to get a little aggressive. Yeah. And the baby might have been the daddy, so it's a good thing that didn't happen. David Letterman interviews Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, and they taped the conversation in a secure underground location in Ukraine. Way to go, Dave-o, on a great interview right there. I'm looking forward to listening to that. Two stand-up comedians getting together? Good God, that should be good. Bruce Willis and Demi Moore had a great Christmas reunion. Demi Moore still look young, too, boy. My God, go Demi. What else is happening? That's pretty much it. And Lindsey Christie breaks silence on Todd and Judy's prison sentencing. Yeah, somebody got to talk from that family. And Todd's talked too much, so he needs to shut up. That's a wrap right there on your global warming. It's heating up the planet in 60 seconds, and that's all. And I slide up into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. But before I do that, let me get up into this. Naughty question. Why is Nassau so dirty? Could we have a $5,000 fine for littering? It's a good question. We need heavier fines for littering. I'll tell you that much. Good day, Naughty. Regarding the moon craters on the road, I can speak for myself when I say that I feel a high level of anxiety and stress when traversing these treacherous roads. I have had several flats and blown out tires and dented rims, leaving me and my family stranded after 11 p.m. once, until I decided to hammer out the kink in the rim, remove the tire, walk it to a gas station, and inflate it to ride gingerly home. Due to these effing potholes, I feel this has to be elevating stress levels on the road, which could lead to increased incidences of road rage or, God knows, domestic violence once somebody gets home. Good text right there, Texter. And I apologize. I feel sorry. I'm sorry you had to go through that same situation, but I feel your pain about hitting that pothole, bro, and losing tires and rims and all that. Yeah. Hey, Naughty, what also needed to be done is to convert the part of Blue Hill Road south by S. Carmichael all the way going north. Why do you have three lanes converting to one lane, then back to three lanes, with all this grass area serving no purpose? Causes traffic backup every day. Poor planning again by our governments. Agreed. But again, that's our fault. You know why? Because we keep electing the same individuals over and repeatedly to goosey us. You see? So we part of the problem, too, because we like self-inflicted wounds. Naughty in my Kanye West voice. Alfred Sears does not care about Bahamians. You texters are crazy, man. All right. So as we slide into the buzz, like I said, out of the buzz, into the global warming, brought to you by KFC Nassau, and now into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. My phone lines are open. Don't forget to join me, Dunkin' Carmichael, this Friday. That's where we're going to be live from 4 to 6. But, yeah, chime on in and let me know how you feel pertaining to this pothole situation. You know, back in the day, you know what, man? Mr. Producer, put it up for me, man. This is by De La Soul, called Potholes in My Lawn. We're going to play that going into the break. We're going to play that and dedicate it to the Minister of Works, Mr. Alfred Sears. Because we got potholes everywhere. Everywhere. And they attacking everybody. They attack potholes. You might even try to avoid them. They'll reach out of their way and try to attack you. Cold. That's how they go. They're very dangerous. And nothing like hitting that right one. When you hit it, you hit that, bram. That's that, oh, Jesus, don't let nothing be wrong, Lord, please, God. And 10 to 1, you know, from that, bram, it's on and popping. Something damaged, something bent, something flat. And you know what amazes me? Is your little Paso drivers and Swift drivers and little itty-bitty drivers who's be flying around, I guess, the Conk 500 and hitting them. And getting lucky. As small as some of your cars go, you all fall in them, you all never get back out. Or you all may flip over. These potholes are attacking. Yeah, they're creeping up on you and they're attacking you. So don't think you could just ride around and try to avoid them. Because even if you think they avoid them, they'll snatch you right back in and drag you in the next one. I mean that. So proceed with caution and care when you're out there. Avoid them potholes, people. Please. And we shouldn't have to be, you know, paranoid like the Texas State, living with that extra fear and anxiety because of potholes and potentially losing, you know, our cars or parts thereof. We need to figure out what we're doing and get it done. And we got to start looking who keeps getting the contracts for these things. Because a lot of these potholes continue to wash out shortly thereafter being allegedly repaired. What's really going on? I needs to know. You know? We needs to know. Now we need a pothole report. Like in the day, we need a pothole report now. That's what we need now. This is your pothole report. Forget traffic. We need the darn pothole report. Where's the least amount of potholes popping up? And if you do fall into one, how far and how deep will you fall? And there's a chance, can you be rescued? What are the requirements? All right? So as we get out of my Dunkin' coffee break, don't forget our season sippings are here at Dunkin'. They got the toasted white chocolate signature lattes, the peppermint mocha signature lattes, and the brand new brown sugar cookie signature latte waiting on you. So get into your favorite Dunkin' Donuts location, downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brennan Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, two at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. All right? No reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. Ample opportunity to get your Dunkin' flavors of the season going on for you. All right? Naughty, could the producer play Migos' Hannah Montana on the break? No. But keep it in a moment of silence for the late, you know, whichever one it was that passed away. I don't want to say Offset because it wasn't Offset. It wasn't Quavo. Who was the one who passed from Migos, man? Takeoff? That's it. I won't make fun because it was a tragic situation how he died. I just don't follow these tight pants rappers today. I leave that up to my sons in that generation. That tight pants rapper crew, you know? I come from the old school. You know, the Baggies, the Timbs, the Biggie Small, the Tupac Durag, that kind of stuff. Let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello?
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Hey, Larry, how you doing? CG.
I'm gone. What's going on, brother? What's good?
What we need to do is write a pothole app so that it could be shared with everyone on their phones.
There you go.
So we would know exactly where we should go and how to avoid them. Maybe that would be embarrassing at the same time.
And maybe some sizes to the potholes, too, so we could actually, you know, give the crater report. You know how they got, like, the wave report?
I like that.
The crater report. You know how they got the wave report in California for the surfers? Hey, they're breaking at Pomona Beach, 7 foot and glassy. Well, you know, you pop on in the morning. Listen, watch out on Carmichael Road. They're 8 foot wide and widening, you know?
And pitch where it's located. Because, you know, when they get full of water and it's raining.
That's a setup.
Know, man, look here. And, you know, some of us, we're not able to maintain our vehicles like those who live, you know, put it in the rest can. That's why you'd rather get a used car from out there than one here. But, you know, the suspension is gone. And here it is. Imagine what you do to the mount, the motor mount. It's all damaged. You drive in somebody's car and they just go over a speed bump and it feels like they went over a hole because it's damaged.
And the fact that you know, a lot of people because of situations have older vehicles and import older vehicles. They can't take the wear and tear that a new car could take. Some of the new cars can't take this wear and tear.
And most of the cars that we import are relatively in good condition when it comes to suspension.
Yeah, but not after these roads. I mean, something that I took into account, I was riding the Naughty Johnny's the other night, and I was talking to my wife, and I said, look at this road. If you look at the road going from the airport all the way out, you know what I mean, past Fresh Market, past the airport industrial park, all of that, that road has become horrible. I remember maybe a year and a half ago, that was in great, great condition. It was a smooth ride.
Well, you know, the Chinese did a good job. I think you mean the one that you passed the lake?
No, man, this is the one when you way out west now, when you exit off there by the airport, you pass the airport, you keep going down straight.
Yeah.
And you ride that whole road straight down there. That road was well paved, but now it's even from wear and tear, and a lot of heavy trucks are on the road. You're getting your sinkholes, your divots, your potholes. They need to address it. I mean, I feel you need to find the right people who you give the contracts to maintain these potholes.
Here's the solution. I'm pretty sure they do a good job of cleaning the whole and then putting in the actual tar, right? But doing enough without us riding on it so that it's set. Because that's a problem. You know, I don't know how long it takes for this tar to set, but I don't think they allow it to set. They open the road and we drive on it, and then there you go. It's not set. Maybe they need to really look at how long it takes for these conditions that they put down to set, Naughty, because, you know, that's another issue because the road has to open.
Yep.
Anyway,
I'm looking at it in my mind, man, and we need to do this. Me and you need to talk. We need to do the pothole app and the pothole report. I think we can make some money.
There you go.
And, you know, if anybody tried to take the idea, we have this show copywritten, you know what I mean? We have it for posterity.
I'm sure you know how provisional patents work. As long as, and I've used this radio station for quite a number, as long as you say it over a public, like over the radio, or you put it in printed material, you have at least 1 year provisional protection, you know.
There you go. See, a lot of people, you show up too, but we got to talk, man. We got to talk.
Don't be naughty.
Why don't you keep me off the dark web? Because be safe, my brother.
Thank you, man.
Take care. All right, Mr. Producer, let's get to the break, man. All right, it's 4:55. We're going to get to the break. Right after the break, we're going to get straight up into the number of the 5 o'clock hour. And once we get into the 5 o'clock hour, we'll be talking sports, all right? Purdy may be joining us, but, you know, Purdy doing big things as the stadium announcer out there at the Andre Rogers National Baseball Stadium. Now batting, number 12, for the Bahamas. Yeah, but Purdy got it down. Hey, you got that song, Mr. Producer? You found it? Man, take me to the break with De La Soul, man. All my old school hip hop lovers, man. Have a little Yo MTV rap moment right here, courtesy of your boy. You know, as I sands in on my 5'5" Freddie. All right, here's the multi talented, multi awarded, pioneering rap group who put up a lot of hits early on. De La Soul with Potholes in My Lawn. Because eventually, I guarantee you, something gonna get home. You have a pothole in your lawn. I swear.
Yo, something's wrong here. No, not again. Get the daisies for the
potholes in my lawn. Potholes in my lawn. Everybody's saying what to do when sucker lunatics start digging and chewing. They don't know that the soul don't go for that. Potholes in my lawn, and that goes for my rhyme sheet, which I concentrated so hard on. See, I don't act for maximum security, but my dwelling is swelling. It lit my butt when I happened to fall into a spot where no ink or an ink blot was on the
screen. Oh, Mr. Producer, I gotta take this text, babe. This text just killed me. Oh, my God. No, I can't play the FTX song by Bishop Lawrence Roy. We'll play that tomorrow, I promise. Y'all believe this Lange. Y'all believe y'all like Chivago. Listen, man, we got to see your last name. Don't get it twisted, okay? But listen to this text right here. Naughty, can you tell me? But the way the Prime Minister travels, it appears to me that Deputy Prime Minister Chester Cooper might have been Prime Minister more than Mr. Davis in the House this year. Text to you might be onto something. I need to check that, but technically, you may be on. I might need to be corrected, but I believe you're right. I believe Mr. Cooper has actually been Prime Minister more in the House of Assembly than the actual Prime Minister himself, because he's always traveling. So by proxy, Mr. Cooper got to be the PM. Well, anyhow, I believe that. That's an interesting thought there. And when you speak of the House today, though, two young lions going at it, Cooper and Pinto. That was some good stuff right there. No old 40 politicians, no septuagenarians, no salts. I mean, I love you all and thanks for your contribution, but your expiry date is pretty much done. Let them young lions go at it and get the potholes out of our lawn.
Now you got the method. What to do when you dive the depth that I predict and plug tuning. It's a shame when you deny to claim that you stole my words of fame.
Kick off the holiday season with Dunkin's 3 delicious signature lattes made with rich espresso and topped with whipped cream. Sip a Dunkin' peppermint mocha latte with mocha and peppermint, or try a toasted white chocolate latte with creamy white chocolate flavor. The new Dunkin' brown sugar cookie latte features notes of sweet brown sugar and holiday spices. Hurry in today. The Dunkin' holiday lattes are only in town for the holiday season. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan, with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
I had got prostate cancer. My family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment and we set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Nati is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads, the Wednesday, December 7th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. Your boy, Naughty, and your company right up until 6 p.m. Into the 5 o'clock hour we come. 5:06 p.m. is the time, and you know when we hit the 5 o'clock hour, we're talking sports. And we set it off with Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza, Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. Don't forget, happy hour every Wednesday and Friday at Naughty Johnny's, 5 to 7 p.m. So take advantage of that, all right? Indulge and enjoy yourself out there. Always well. Go love yourself at Naughty Johnny's, all right? Tell them I sent you, they can hook you up, I promise. All right, today is Wednesday, December 7th, and on this day in 1925, swimmer Johnny Weissmuller set a world record in the 150-yard freestyle with a time of 1 minute 25 seconds. He went on to play Tarzan in several movies. 1939, Lou Gehrig was elected to Baseball's Hall of Fame. He was the first player to have the rule waived that required a player to be retired 1 year before he could be elected. 1963, CBS introduced the first ever instant replay during the Army-Navy football game. 1978, Mike Bossy of the New York Islanders got his first career hat trick. 1986, Huey Lewis in the News sang the U.S. national anthem a cappella before a San Francisco 49ers New York Jets NFL football game at Candlestick Park in San Francisco, California. 1988, the Texas Rangers signed free agent pitcher Nolan Ryan to a one-year contract. Sports quote of the day, my family was so poor they couldn't afford kids. The lady next door had me, Lee Trevino, golf pro. Lee Trevino had one of the best sense of humor ever on that pro golf tour. And when he got to the senior tour, it was even more hilarious. That's a wrap on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Let's slide up into the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And don't forget, get into Burger King, upgrade your combo, all right? Yep. And you got a chance to drive off in a brand new car for the new year. Ride into the holidays with a brand new BYD 2022 EV electric vehicle from Easy Car Sales along with Burger King Nassau. All you got to do, upgrade that combo. Okay, fill out the form correctly. Drop it in the box. And wait till the 28th for the grand drawing. And you could be driving off in that brand new car courtesy of Burger King Nassau and Easy Car Sales. All right. It's time to check the local sports scene. So with that being said, let's check to see. Double check there, Mr. Producer. Pearly may be trying to get in. And we got Pearly. Is Pearly there?
I'm radio.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Stadium Announcer? What's happening?
Man, it's great stuff, man. There's some great baseball going on. Beautiful, beautiful stadium. I can't complain about the stadium. Just watch a good game. At Puerto Rico beat U.S. Virgin Islands 6-0. Right now, if the Bahamas wins tonight, we're in the playoffs. If we lose tonight and we finish tied with the U.S. Virgin Islands, we will look to see what the run differential is if he makes it to the playoffs. But I'm feeling pretty confident in the team.
Well, hold on now. Will run differential wise, we got them because we played at 10 the other night and we scored 4 when we beat them.
Yeah, I think we'll be okay. We'll be okay.
We play in Cuba tonight, though.
It's good. It'll be good to be Cuba tonight.
I talked to Cuban Willie, though. And Cuban told me, he said, man, he said, mira, my friend, that's a lot of problem for you tonight.
It is a lot. Cuban team because is really good.
I hear they coming with the big lefty tonight, man. That's what I'm hearing. We still got Pearly, or he tried to plug in the air, I fired the stadium and shorted things out. What's going on? Pearly still there? Pearly, you had a dip in connection. If you hearing me, we got a little dip in connection, so I guess we can't hear you. You might be able to hear us. So I'm trying back on in ASAP as soon as you can. I think it's going to be a good game tonight. Our team has played well. But when you look at this region and you look at this tournament in particular, Cuba has always done very well. And they bring in a strong. So let's see how we play against and match up within the region. I'm very happy with the results so far for Team Bahamas. They've played very well. It could be 2-0. They're 1-1. Could be 2-0. It is what it is. They got an opportunity to make the playoffs tonight, and that's the most important thing. So game starts at 7:30, I believe. So you need to get out there. Support the thing. Whistles, cowbells, drums. Make some noise, man. Let them know, we're in the building. And let me know when Pearly chimes back in there, Mr. Producer. Just as we was getting into this conversation, man. So, yeah. Let us know when he chimes back in. But go out and support it, man, as much as you can. Go out and support this thing. Because this is the future of baseball in the country. It's a great opportunity for us to see up close and personal where we need to be. But it's also a great opportunity to see what a hotbed we are for sports and within the region and how respected we are. And let's see if we can make this stadium work for us. Let's see if we can, make it most beneficial. We got Pearly back?
Yeah, I got back.
All right.
I don't know.
I thought you tried to plug in the air fat fryer up there in the press box and shorted things out. I know you carried out wherever you go.
I was tempted to bring it, to be honest with you.
Harry Carey used to carry the air fryer. That's how that go.
Naughty. He did take me out to the ballpark last night. It was kind of cool. It was really kind of cool.
I am not taking you to a big game in a major league ballpark. I'm not. No. And if I do, I am going to disappear in the seventh inning, and you could be all by yourself. I got wishes to make ESPN like that, but not like that, not next to you having a moment singing the seventh inning stretch. No, sir. Did you compose yourself?
I can't carry a tone if you put it in the box.
Did you compose yourself, or did you go total fanboy? Did you bring any shame to this show that we're going to have to follow up with afterwards? It's going to come up in the form of a meme or a video or anything like that?
No. I was very composed. I was very composed. I did not embarrass the team. I did well.
Because, when I go out there, I represent for the team. You, in turn, represent for the team also.
Well, I want you to say hi to a special friend of mine. He's the promotions and marketing coordinator for the games. He's been working me really hard. And he's no stranger to us, Naughty. Mr. Tommy Stubbs.
Tommy, who still got me running around the ballpark looking for my pass? For God's sake, get my pass off, Tommy, please.
Hey, listen, the only way you get your pass, you got to get inside the stadium. So come to the stadium gate and you get your pass.
Man, I can get it.
I'm not going to give you a pass so you can share it with other people out there. So you got to come and get your own pass.
Hold on. listen here. Professional, sir. I don't know what locker room you fell out of and what kind of stuff you run in that locker room, right? But in these parts, we're a first-class operation, man. We run like the Yankees. If I don't have a press pass in my hand ahead of time, I'm not even coming to see you. I'll watch it on TV in the comfort of my own home and enjoy my beer.
Well, you know it'll be in my hands, Naughty, so that's not a problem.
And
look who they playing tonight.
Send driver over here to come here.
And look who they playing tonight. I can't get in tonight. I can walk right up Naughty. And say, my name is Joselito Fuentes Garcia Fernandez Sanchez de los Huevos. I'm from the Cuban thing. And you're going to let me write in, no problem. I play the shortstop.
And you ran 0-0, right?
0-0, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Because the 0-0 won for each of my big kahunas, you know?
Just let me know when you're coming. I'll meet you at the gate,
man. I'll be good. You know, I'm messing with Tommy, man. Tommy is our good friend. And, of course, you know, we do a lot of big things with Tommy on his sports talk show on Cable Bahamas, The Locker Room. And we're glad to always be a part of that. So, you know, this is just friendly banter right now.
I'm trying to figure out why you're so excited. And I thought you were excited because of this tournament, but I understand you're excited because you got a big $360 million buy now.
Yeah, but let's talk to Tommy before we get to that. Now, Tommy.
Okay,
You've done a great job so far getting it out there, getting it promoted, and doing a great job with it. What about the attendance, man? We need a big crowd out there tonight, though. We play in Cuba. We need many people, yes. As many bungies in the seats as we could get.
Naughty, even if they only have $5 come to the gate, maybe you'll get in. Because we got 5,000 seats here, and we're taking every dollar we could get. Please come out, support Bahamas. We got the flags here. Bring your flags. Wear your Bahamian colors. Come on, let's do this.
But y'all have done a great job so far, Tommy. I cannot tell you where a lot of the teams played well. They're 1-1. They could be 2-0, but it is what it is. But like I said, they played well, and I think that they got some more baseball left to play.
Oh, yeah. The team which Ron has put together. He did an excellent job rounding up the best we had available who are active playing baseball. Sorry for all of those guys who think they can play baseball, who can play baseball, but they're not in any shape to play at this time. So see you next year, those who missed this opportunity. Get in shape. Baseball stadium is here. No more excuses.
Boy, you're fired up, Tommy. Fired up, man. Now we need to get old-timers baseball going, man.
Oh, yeah. A lot of guys want us to start 40 and over league. So let's do this.
That'd be nice.
That might be a plan, man. That might be a plan right there. But you got game.
I had one of your colleagues there, Showtime Francis, and he says he'd never been on turf. So when he walked out on the field, he's just like a little kid running up and down the field.
Yeah,
so
Showtime may never been on turf, but he's been on grass.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's been.
And if you know Showtime, you know exactly what kind of grass I mean.
And Naughty, guess what? The food down here is excellent, man. Right now, I'm eating crab salad, man.
You eating? Yeah, listen, man.
There's a lot of good vendors out here. There's baseball. There's the usual baseball hot dogs and Cracker Jack and nachos and popcorn. But there's also the other type of Bahamian foods here. And a lot of people here are selling some good food. People should come out to this game. You've got to support the Bahamas. Cuba has been out here in full force last night. They're coming out in full force tonight. We need to have Bahamians here. Let's have a good
time. The Prime Minister is going to be here tonight.
The leader of the opposition is going to be here tonight. So if they can be here tonight,
I can be there tonight. But listen, can we talk to Brave, though? Is he throwing out the ceremonial pitch anymore? That's it.
But that was it. That was it.
What kind of tribute to Clay Thompson was that tonight? That pitch, that moon ball. I thought that was Guy LaRoche who used to pitch for the Yankees. Remember the lob? He used to throw the lob ball up there. And he should come across the plate and drop down as a strike.
Well, that looked like what 50 Cent did that time. And 50 Cent, I think, threw out Yankee Stadium. Was it Yankee Stadium throughout or Dodger Stadium?
No, that was in Dodger Stadium, man. Dodger Stadium is where your wrist gets a little limp when you throw the ball. Not the Yankees. It's something to do with the atmosphere out there.
You're mixing up the Dodger Stadium with the Giants Stadium.
I knew it was in California somewhere.
Ben, further north. Don't mix this up.
So, Tommy, I got a question for you. I got some Texas chiming in saying, Naughty asked Tommy specifically what the prices for the tickets are.
$15, $25, and $45. If you come with two kids, the two kids come in free. Okay? And Naughty,
you
know, when the stadium was under construction, seemed like for 100 years, right?
112.
Everybody was complaining about when it's going to be finished. When it's going to be finished. I want all those big mouths out there who was complaining about when it's going to be finished, show up here now and see it's reality. All right?
And again,
all those politicians who are complaining and criticizing, let us see you now. Bring your entourage. Bring everybody from your constituency.
Game time at 7:30, correct?
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
And not Bahamian 7 o'clock. Regular
now
7
o'clock. Listen, I leave it to the two of y'all
to be my conscience tonight by 8:30. You got to make sure I'm in the car and I'm heading to Joker's. All right?
No problem. But you got to be here by 6:30 because I announce the starting lineup at 10 minutes to 7 and 7 o'clock, first pitch.
All right. I could be there just to make you feel special and make you feel loved. And I could record it, Mr. Producer. So I can make sure I be there by 10 minutes to 7. So we can probably do this thing.
I hold, but Jesus, no, that's a really ugly picture. I thought my picture was bad.
What?
I thought my picture was bad.
Listen, Earl. Even if I go on a 48-hour Jack Daniels and no food, whatever picture I take, it'll still be better looking than yours. So don't even go there.
You think so?
Listen,
you need to take a survey out there.
I hear they blew up the picture of your press pass and put it in the press box to see how coming to the roaches away that was in that press box.
Ain't no roaches in this brand new.
That's because they put your picture up there. That's why your picture did a great job. Your picture doesn't make roaches run. That's a good picture right there, babe.
Listen, it look good though. I thought mine was bad, but yours ain't doing good either. Don't worry about it, but guess what?
Hold on. First of all, I told him, I was like, listen, you know I have an official press pass. I told this to Theodore, which you know. I have my blue and white Guardian pass, you know. And the picture on there, you know, you can only bless the people with one good picture. So they got it. You all get whatever. I gave you all a mugshot. I don't care.
No, listen, we don't mind. Once you're here, that's all that matters.
And I don't even look like that picture anymore because I don't have a haircut since the last time y'all saw me.
So now the next thing I want you to know, now Tommy's also doubling up as the DJ for the night. So
if you hear
bad music, don't criticize him.
My God.
But he has the Cubans going crazy over John Cano. Can't complain about that.
No, listen, I should tell y'all something though, too. I want to use this opportunity to just let everybody know on a side note. Please stop picking on my Haitian and my Jamaican brethren and sistren. Go to the stadium. They're not the only migrants we have here in this country, all right? Toma.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Cojo lo suave, todo mi gente cubano. Ya tú sabes, tremenda juego de pelota esta noche a las 7. Cuba contra las Bahamas. En un juego muy bueno, muy grande para este país. Entonces, todo mi gente bahameño que sabe y entiende español, vete al parque esta noche, al estadio, para el juego. No, I'm cursing. I'm going to figure out if Erica understands Spanish. And then if they don't, then I could be cursing plenty of people.
I think they would.
That's what I heard.
I want to digress now because I know you're excited about this $360 million man you got.
Well, I appreciate Tommy for chiming in. Tommy, I can see you in a little bit, buddy. All right?
Okay. He's going to do his job.
Now, listen, I had Todd Eye on here yesterday. And in the middle of the interview, Todd breaks out, you know, bad news. Naughty, I hate to tell you this, Judge just signed with the Giants. I left here extremely pissed off. I left here extremely mad until I got over the bridge. And then I scrolled my phone before Joker's. And here's this false alarm. Judge hasn't signed anywhere.
Yeah, I think I'm Hyman, I think. Hyman put that
out. I can't tell you. Hey, Pearly, I can't tell you a word of lie between me and you. I had a tingly sensation over my left nipple when I found out that he did not sign with the Giants. I can't lie to you. It was a tingly sensation.
No.
Yeah.
No. I want you to say hi to the charge of the LOC, the person who organized this event, the man who has worked hard. I mean, last week he was looking like a 20-year-old. He's looking almost 48, 50 right now. But he's done a fantastic job. I want to say hi to my good friend and your good friend, Theodore Speed.
You mean Theodore, I can't make my schedule interview time, my bad, naughty Sweeting, that dude.
That's a hard day working it, naughty. That's a hard day working it.
Naughty, you know how you and I go.
You know, you're my boy, man. You know, it's all good.
It's, you know what, naughty? I think everybody's expectation was this was not going to happen, man.
Man, listen, rub it in and run it up. It's happening and it's happening well.
Right.
So
it's happening well, man.
Yes,
and you know, the level of competition is so keen right now that all the teams are bungled right up.
You know my motto: it ain't bragging if it's true, right? So,
yeah. Oh man, Team Bahamas is. I mean, listen, if I had told you that we were working on getting the best team to put on this field, I'd get all kind of hell for that, man, Naughty. But the team is proving me right. Proving the country right, that we can play at this level, we can compete with the big countries. You know, we played Curacao, lost a game 12-10, had a rough start, but they had the tenacity to stay in the game and to come back. Made that game very exciting for our fans.
Yeah.
Tonight we go up to, against Cuba, and we know it's a challenge, but we're up to it. The guys are excited. They're ready to go. The thing right now is the Bahamas has an awesome opportunity to qualify to go to the Central American and Caribbean Games in 2023. We right there, knocking on our door. We got to win one game in the semifinals come Saturday, Sunday, and we're headed. We're headed to those games in 2023.
Hey, listen, so I got an idea, man, because we need to get there in 2023, okay? And it just came to me, and I think I might be able to do something for country and for team myself to help, if you allow me tonight, Teddy. I had a ringer Castro Halloween costume from 3 years back. I'm thinking I put that on with the extra beard, and you all bring me in like the third in, and that's the ghost of Castro. That could spook the whole Cuban team, we could win.
Boy, Nutty, one thing with you, your imagination ain't never stopped going by.
But it could happen, though. It could happen.
I invite Bahamas out for the next two nights. Tonight we got Cuba, and tomorrow we got Puerto Rico. Right?
Now listen.
And we are looking forward to having to cheer on Team Bahamas. Let us push them to the CAC Games in 2022. This is an awesome team we got on the field, and I can assure you one thing. We qualify for CAC. Y'all will be so amazed at the young men that we're going to put together to be on that team, because everybody can qualify. Everybody will be eligible to go to the CAC.
And tomorrow night, there's something special happening tomorrow night. There's something you have with JBLN and Freedom Farm here tomorrow night.
Yeah, we're having all of the young people from both of our youth leagues here in Nassau to come out, celebrate with Team Bahamas. We're hoping the Jazz will be here as well. We're trying to confirm now for him to be here. He's been here every night with the team, so we're just making sure that he'll be here.
Is he gonna be there tonight? Is he gonna be there tonight for this game?
He's been there with every night with Team Bahamas. He's been their biggest supporter.
All right,
and it's really been amazing to see him at his level and the excitement that he's having as we won the first game and then we came back in the second game. He was down there acting like a big kid with all of them. And I mean, and that's amazing for the young man to see that and to see that he can still be able to come down and participate, enjoy the celebration. So,
Gaudi, awesome. I want to tell you this, but Teddy, you know, Teddy and I have known each other for maybe 102 years. And I never knew this man to be a dancer. But after I saw the Bahamas win game one and the jungle was come on, Willa Francis ain't had nothing on Teddy dancing in the stadium. Celebrating the victory.
Well, I hear you. I can hear he ain't got no voice, so I can imagine he been carrying on by.
The voice is gone. Let me say something here. Yeah, I tell everybody, you know, when people look at this and they don't realize on the back end all that was gone into this, you're working in an environment where the stadium is just finished. It's been a very fluid environment, changes constantly. All of the security areas have been completed. But you know what? We thank Wolseley, the contractor. We thank the architect. Man, I can't get it for
you. Man, big up Foster, man. Big up Foster one more time, man. Big up Foster. Big up Foster. That's my boy. Big up Foster.
And he's been a tremendous help trying to pull all of this together to help us to get to where we are, to put on this tournament. Man, listen. I spoke with Cuba, and you know, they got some really nice fields out there that they play on. They've never seen it. They love it. They're coming back. So I know all of the other tournaments we have, they're going to be right here. When they hear Bahamas, that's the baseball quarter now, buddy.
That's right.
All right, but I appreciate you chiming in, Teddy. I'll see you in short order. I'll be heading down there after the show, so I'll be making the rounds.
I look forward to seeing you, my brother. Thank you so much, and thank you for the support, buddy. Bahamas, baseball is back.
Let's keep it back.
Yes.
Let's make it stay. So, Pearly.
Yes.
Yeah, man. So, like I was telling you before, Teddy chimed in. Todd was right here on the show with me live yesterday, made the announcement. And only thing I got to joke is that I realized that was fake news. Breathed a sigh of relief. Got a little nipply, you know what I mean? And I was happy to know that he ended up signing today with the Yankees for $360 million.
I know how that is.
No. But hold on now. And I appreciate your sentiment and rejoicing with me and us keeping our guy, you know, Judge. But what's going on in L.A., man? People leaving out there like Israelites out of Egypt. What's going on?
All I can say is Friedman must be got something up his sleeve because he let Trey. I didn't expect us to sign Trey Turner. I thought he.
You let Trey Turner go? You let the other dude go? Bellinger go? I mean, my God.
No, I didn't think we were going to keep Bellinger either. Give him $19 million and brought him back $200 all season.
Are you gonna hold on to Clay's brother?
I think, yeah, Tracy, he's on the team, so he'll be there. He's on the 40-man roster. He'll be there next year. What I'm excited about is I keep talking about this guy, Miguel Vargas, right?
Vargas is a bad boy.
Do you know that he's lived in the Bahamas for 3 years?
What happened, man? He was attempting to get to the States?
Yes, he lived here as 14, 15, as a 14-year-old, 15, 16-year-old. And then he went to the States, and I'm told that he bigs up the Bahamas all the time. This is his second home.
So at the end of the day, why is it that no Bahamian could have got him over there and made that finder's fee money?
He was a part of the program here, so I don't know what went down there. Let's stay away from that.
Look here. If you was on our shores for 3 years, I would know how you get over there. I know when El Duque got here. You know how I know when El Duque got here? Because I worked the breezes where he washed up on the back of the beach.
No, but I don't think it was like that. I think it was, I don't know the details. All I know is I was speaking to Coach, and Coach was telling me how, he said, I told him, I love this kid. He said, man, I know him. I said, what do you mean you know him? He said, He lived here for 3 years. He trained. He worked with them. He worked with the program that Jerron signs about. He worked with the program, and then he eventually went off to the States to play ball.
Well, that should give you a little testimony to the program at IELE that Jerron is running.
Yeah.
The last 30 to 35 or 40 guys that have made it through have been through Jerron.
So I can't wait to go to the Marlins-Dodgers game next year and have Josh link me up with Vargas so I can meet him. Because he will be my starting third baseman next year. I'm pretty certain of that.
Hey Pearly, just so you know, I could get you one of these blue and white passes like what I got to say Guardian Radio. And you could get it yourself, you know. You could get Josh on your boy. And you could probably get Vargas. Yeah, man. You run with a full-size operation, you know. FSO. And I say that full-size operator, that's what we are.
I got you.
Why you think I told Tommy what I told Tommy? I wasn't being funny with Tommy. Tommy's my boy, but Tommy don't have my pass ain't where it's supposed to be. I go home and drink beer and watch it on TV.
It's right. It's in my hands. As you instructed me, I always follow instructions.
I tell you, put it around your neck till I get there. But anyway, everything cool.
No. Then people think I's you.
That would be a good thing.
Nah, we can't have that. We are Thompsons and something. We do have Thompson blood. That's in some degree.
Yeah, for real. So. Yeah, but I still don't know about your Dodgers, boy. I really don't know about your Dodgers. Don't know.
But you're thinking about will we lost. Let's see who we can get. You know, and the big fish is still out there. Singer, the Japanese pitcher is still sitting out there.
He coming to the Yankees, bro.
Huh?
He coming to the Yankees.
He ain't coming to the Yankees. You'll give your money to Judge.
Buddy.
You're taking Al from me.
And?
So don't worry about that. Singer ain't coming there. Ain't coming there.
You stay there. Hank Steinbrenner here got the checkbook out. He ready to go.
Listen, it ain't like we don't have the money to spend him. The Dodgers have the money. We just don't believe in giving no 9-year contract to a 39 or 40-year-old. How old is Judd?
Hey, but Pearly, they ain't do me no justice at all. You're right. They ain't do me no justice at all. Oh, God. Sorry about that. Yeah, but they didn't do me no justice. And if I show you the real picture of what I sent to this, okay. Yeah.
So now you see why I said what I said, right?
Man, they widened this up and stretched this right out, but just didn't even look like me, but.
So I can send you mine. I can let you see
God,
mine.
No, I can deal with Teddy on a different note. Yeah, tell him a joke one night. He'll never see it coming, sucker.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. But so I'm you know, it's getting interesting. I'm sitting with a correspondent for World Baseball Network. So we've been talking baseball all day, and he's keeping me up to date on who's been signing and all that. And seeing your daughter's letting everybody go. We'll see what happens.
Letting everybody go. Nobody wants to stay. They don't want to play for Roberts. That's why they want to play for a real manager.
No, we ain't giving you no money if you ain't deserve it. We ain't being crazy and spending no money like you. How old is Judd?
Judd, what, 29, 30 in that neighborhood?
He'll be 40 at the end of his contract. We weren't giving him no 9-year contract. We offered him 5. That's plenty. We offer nobody more than 3-4-year contract, especially big time like that.
He's got this. Yank him the next time.
Anyway, Pearly. Couple of things we got to talk about, you know, and of course I'm going to be out there tonight and we'll do a follow-up tomorrow and you'll cover it throughout the weekend, so we'll have lots to talk about next week. But
yes,
we got to talk.
Listen.
Hey, you got to bleed in the background. I hear Tommy louder than I hear you.
There's some baseball players there. There's some baseball players rowing over my head, you know.
Okay. I'm trying to hear what they're rowing about.
They're talking about, they're actually talking about your Yankees and Astros.
The Astros are a bunch of cheaters, and the Yankees is the premier franchise in baseball. It's the biggest and best dynasty in all of baseball. Nothing else to discuss there.
That's your opinion.
The 27 titles prove it. That's the fact.
Okay.
And see what Judge resigned, right? He didn't want to go nowhere else.
Listen, you'll be crazy. Only the Giants can give him a 9-year contract. Because if he really wanted to go to the Padres, the Padres is giving him more money. He didn't want to go there.
Because the Padres ain't ready. But anyway, Pearly, let's get to the break so we can turn down some of that noise in the background. And on the flip side of the break, we'll talk NFL. Because as you know, your Miami Dolphins now trail my Dallas Cowboy by a game in our bet with 5 weeks to go in the season.
Not two, five.
I know you're going to take a couple more L's before it's over. That's what I'm talking about. So the distance is going to separate. But since you did such a good job in baseball, I'm going
to
let you keep your Marino jersey.
I thought about this conversation we're going to have. And I said to myself, Naughty them told me, but my team might win 8 games this year. We might win 8 games this year.
No. That ain't got nothing to do with our bet.
The Dallas Cowboys win the Super Bowl. So whatever happens at the end of the day, next win I've exceeded what I wanted to exceed this year. If you don't make it to the Super Bowl, you're a failure. But at the end of the day, you're going to also not make it to the Super Bowl. You're going to have to wear a Dolphin outfit. That's the bottom line.
If you're having a little moment and you want a good little streak, but you know what? I go Roshi Marino jersey first. I can do that first. I can put that in first, and then I can put the other Dolphins jerseys on top of the ashes of that and roast them.
What make you believe if you have more than one jersey? You ain't never say you're having a bunch of jerseys.
No. I got your jersey. You forget I got Mystery Dolphin jersey. Chef Cobb is now involved.
That means you're going to wear the Dolphin outfit twice then.
No. I burn in your two jerseys, and then I got some other people who listen to the show, some other Dolphin
fans
that won't get into this.
So, no. Your bet is with me. So now when you lose to me, are you going to also wear my jersey and then Mystery Dolphin? Because I ain't in your bet with doing Mystery Dolphin.
No. Now, hold on now. You're trying to put layers to this bet there, Pearly. You're not escaping this.
Your bet is there.
If I lose.
What you and I bet.
Hold on. Don't forget the bet.
If you happen to win and one burn more than one jersey, that's the second jersey on me. Not on someone else.
No, not on somebody else. Yeah, man. That ain't on you.
But my point is, if you want bet two people, that's two set of money you're betting, so that means you got to bet a uniform twice.
No, but what I'm saying
to
you, and if I win, then that's two jerseys I get to roast.
Fine.
Let's just reiterate the bet. The bet being?
The bet is, if the Dolphins finish with a better record in Dallas, Earl and Naughty's bet is that Naughty will wear a Dolphin uniform for one day, and if the Dallas wins, Naughty will grill Earl's jersey. That's me and your bet.
And where will it transpire from? Where will it transpire from? Hold on. Where will the bet take place from in either way? From Rawson Square.
Take place.
Remember, now that's the key. That's the key component.
We do it in
Rawson Square. Because I have it planned already.
They ain't gonna let you grill in Rawson Square. They ain't gonna let you grill in Rawson Square.
I can get permission to grill.
So we can do it in Rawson Square. Because since we won't be grilling, we'll do it in Rawson Square.
Well, if they don't want me to grill there, I will take a torch and I will hold it up on a stick and I will burn it. But either way, we can do it. Because if I win...
You're going to be wearing a Miami Dolphin jersey.
Here's how it works. No. It's not January, Pearly. It's the end of the regular season, brother.
That's January. The last game is...
Okay, fine. But listen, I digress.
Okay.
The bet is, if I win, I burn your jersey live on the air. We grill it up, however, from Rawson Square. If you win, I do the whole show for 2 hours in Rawson Square.
No, I ain't disputing all of that.
With the jersey on and the Miami Dolphin theme music playing, going to the breaks. That was the bet.
Naughty, I'm fine with that. That's our bet. I'm accepting that as our bet. What I'm saying to you is, you bet with Mystery Dolphin. That ain't got nothing to do with me. So if you lose the Mystery Dolphin, you and him settling.
But Mystery Dolphin kind of got in the bet that day we made it, Earl, because remember he called
I don't care.
And he said he won some of that. So I won some of that jersey. That's fine.
Mystery Dolphin ain't riding on me.
All right.
That's all I said.
Nah, Chef called me. Y'all brought him in because he's a Dolphin. Chef put up his jersey. Chef say he will cook if he lose. And I will have to serve him if y'all win. That's how that goes.
I don't have a problem with that. I don't, because that's he bringing something to the table. He cooking.
Mystery Dolphin bringing the bear, bro. Do I have to make it public?
Well, now I know that.
So he in. Now, okay. So now, the bottom line is, at the end of the regular season, at the end,
we still going to grill when the Dolphins win. We just going to grill steak and lobster.
Now listen, Pearly, I want you to look at this, though, now, okay? I want to let you know this now. I had a time going in, okay? Now, if you look at the Dolphins' schedule, 5 games left, correct?
If you look at the schedule, we have a tough road ahead, and you all have an easy road ahead.
You all have the Chargers on the 11th.
We can beat the Chargers.
You all have the Bills in Buffalo in the snow.
We can sweep the Bills.
That's an L coming right there. You got against the Packers, okay?
Easy win.
Now, here's the last two of the season that could break your heart. New England to put the Waptoozie on you in Foxborough in the cold, because they always do. And second of all, look at this other one. The New York Jets and the Miami Dolphins, the last game of the season.
Don't fool you. They had their one shot, that and that. Don't fool yourself. Don't build up. See, one thing but
division
you.
Game.
I love but you so much. Let me tell you, I love but you so much. You could sell Snowden Eskimo.
So y'all go. I could be generous.
You can make things sound.
Pearly,
good.
I would be.
I'm convinced, but it ain't good enough.
Pearly, I would be generous and say over the last 5 games, y'all are looking at 2-3. Honestly, I'll concede the Jets to you. I'll humor you as we the 18. The Packers, I'll concede to you. But I'll tell you right now, the Chargers is a coin flip. The Buffalo game in the cold, that's an L for y'all. And New England can get you in the cold too, I'm telling you.
Okay,
if
so
snow
let me
on the ground. Let's go to my schedule. Go ahead.
You got Texas.
Uh-huh.
I'll give y'all that win. I'll give y'all that win right now.
Right.
The team you can sleep on, the team you can walk into and sleep on when you get into Jacksonville. You can get upset.
Pearly.
Hold on.
No, stop. Just so you know, I'm going to that game. Don't make me call you every time we score. Don't make me call you every time we score from Jacksonville. From Duval County. Don't make me do it.
Listen to me carefully. The Eagles can walk all over y'all.
We can punch them square in the mouth. I ain't even worried about that.
Yeah, you open that. Tannehill can get us out. The one time I can pull for Tannehill, you'll be on the 29th.
Yeah, Pearly, you know what?
And when y'all go into Washington to end the season, division rivalry, y'all can. Let me tell you something. The next, y'all can collapse as you always do in your last 5 games.
Okay, Pearly, just remember now. Remember y'all told me I was eating crap and barking at the moon when I said the Cowboys would be 7-1 at the break or 6-2. We were 6-2, right? Okay, boom.
I ain't remember that.
Oh, no.
Listen,
but I can finish it.
Well,
I can finish it how I started it.
At the end of the season.
I can finish it how I started it right there. Okay? These five next games, the Cowboys go 5-0. And the only game we may lose is the last game of the season against the Redskins. And we are mathematically clinched, can't improve, can't do nothing else. We may rest all the starters and play whoever. So, and Washington may very well need that game. Would say the only game I see us bucking onto one is that last one at the end.
If I was a gal and you begged me, I'd really be able to fall for you. Because you can sweet talk, mate.
Thank you,
you
Pearly.
You can talk.
But I'm not that
you
kind. But
talk. You can
I'll
talk
put it in. I'll put it into perspective, and I won't be offended by that comment. It's all good.
If I wasn't such a hardcore Dolphin fan, I think I might have flipped the Dallas the way you're talking right now.
Because you know what I'm saying makes sense.
Thank God I have strong resolve.
Yeah,
thank
I know.
God I have a strong resolve.
All right, Mr. Producer, let's get to the break, and then we'll come back after the break, and we'll do our pigskin picks tonight, brought to you by the Island Game. And then it'll hit you with the final 10 going home. All right? Final 10 today. Start them or sit them. Who's in and who's out? As a matter of fact, that's what's coming up on the last 10. So, Pearly, we got to get in our picks now. Let's get in our picks now.
just before we get in our picks, I just want to remind people, when you come to the stadium tonight, you can pay at the gate.
You can pay at the gate. No, and it's cash or credit card.
Cash or credit card or debit card.
There you go. All right.
So we don't take Bitcoins. We do not take Bitcoin.
No, not in the least. And if you got an FTX coin, we don't want that either.
We don't take Bitcoins. All right.
All right.
Cash, debit card, or credit card. Oh, we do take Sand Dollar. Okay.
On the venue tonight, we got the 10-13 Lakers minus AD, who's got that flu going on. And I know if he had anything like the flu that I had, I could feel his pain. Lakers against the Raptors.
I thought my number come tonight before last 4 o'clock in the morning. I call it Babes. I feel like I could die.
I like the Raptors to win this one in Toronto. Clippers and the Magic. I like the Clippers to win that one. Hornets and the Nets. Right. I'm staying the heck away from that game. I don't want no part of that.
Which one is that?
Hornets and the Nets.
I go with the Nets.
Hawks and the Knicks. No part of that.
I'll go with the Knicks.
Wizards and the Bulls.
Trade out. Trey can get traded. They having problems. Ice trade, they having problems. He can get traded.
All right. Wizards and the Bulls. Boy, I'll go with the Wizards in this one. The Bulls snake bitten.
I like the Bulls at home.
Thunder and the Grizzlies. I like the Grizzlies. Kings and the Bucks. I like the Bucks to win that one. Pacers and the T-Wolves. That's a pretty good game right there, man. Evenly matched.
I'm going with the T-Wolves on that.
I go with T-Wolves at home. Pistons and the Pelicans. I like the Pelicans to win that one. Warriors and the Jazz. I like the Warriors to get that one tonight. They seem to be coming together.
Jazz. I don't know what's going on with the Warriors, but anyway, I go with the Jazz.
They starting to gel now, Pearly. They starting to get it together. Celtics 20-5 taking on the Suns out there in Phoenix. I like Phoenix at home, man.
Okay. I like that one.
All right. So we up out of here now. I'll see you in short order over there at the stadium. All right. We'll take a quick commercial break. Flip side of the break. Coming out of the break.
Naughty. Yeah. I'm on the fourth floor in the penthouse. So when you almost your call for me to come all the way down there to you, okay?
Listen, if y'all really want me to show how y'all work, I'll get in the stadium without y'all and get the pass on the press box. You know how I roll. I got connections. I'll make it happen.
All right, brother. Just let me know what you want to do. I'm here waiting on you.
We'll see you in short order, man. So,
all right. So, everybody, to the stadium. Team Cuba tonight. You can pay at the gate. Come out. Bring your friends. Bring everybody. We got to let these Cubans know we got them tonight.
All right. We'll see you out there, man. Game time at 7 p.m. Team Bahamas versus Team Cuba. And the Caribbean Baseball Cup is all going down. That's where we're going to be. And, have a great Wednesday. You all will take a quick commercial break. Flip side of the break. You know who's coming at you, man. Sports Illustrated, Michael Fabiano. Start him or sit him in your fantasy football lineups. Boy, Pearly, you got a playoff game this weekend, buddy.
I know.
You and Chef. And me and a fellow Cowboy. It's ironic in that league. Two Dolphins going up against each other in the first round. Two Cowboys going up each other in the second round, in the first round.
But I own Chef. So tell Chef I come in from big time.
Well, I own all of y'all. I could win the whole thing.
My lineup.
I could win the whole thing. You could ship it to me. I'm winning that whole league right there. Period.
Yeah.
I claim it in the name of Jesus.
Me and you have to have a conversation later, too. I want to talk to
you. You straight, man, Pearly. You straight. But the trade deadline done gone. I can't help you.
Ah, boy. All right.
Yeah. We can talk. I can show you something with the lip on room on the waiver wire. In the meantime, though, let's get to the break. Michael Fabio coming up right out of the break. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
Christmas is coming and your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that satisfy that fried chicken holiday vibe with a juicy KFC Festive Feast Mega Pack. Loaded with 8 boneless KFC bites of 100% white meat, a chicken leg, mashed potato with gravy, corn, a biscuit, a delicious guava dessert biscuit, and a mega-sized Pepsi. Have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches. Fidelity, we're good for you.
Guard Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Here we go.
J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always. You're always covering me. J.S.J.
Kick off the holiday season with Dunkin's three delicious signature lattes made with rich espresso and topped with whipped cream. Sip a Dunkin' peppermint mocha latte with mocha and peppermint, or try a toasted white chocolate latte with creamy white chocolate flavor. The cookie latte features notes of sweet brown sugar and holiday spices. Hurry in today. The Dunkin' holiday lattes are only in town for the holiday season. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch, conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what did
when I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
The names, who will get the cash? Yes, we brought it back. 20 gets you in, 12 is the win. Right now we'll put money on your book. You can have a very merry Christmas. Island Games can take care of your wish list. 12 is a cash must with Percy's Island Games. It's the game you know, the friends you trust. You may play with them, but you win with us.
For every $20 deposit, you're entered to win cash.
Christmas is coming, and your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that bring us together this holiday season. Enjoy a festive feast mega meal, packed of 8 pieces of juicy fried chicken, family fries, 4 buttery biscuits, and a half gallon of Pepsi in a reusable bag. Available for a limited time, these reusable drink bags are perfect for your next get-together. Have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Week 14 of the fantasy football season is already here, and that means it's likely your final chance to sew up that playoff berth for your fantasy football season. There's 6 teams on bye and a ton of new injuries, and that's why I'm bringing in Michael Fabiano, our senior fantasy analyst at Sports Illustrated. Okay, Fabs, really important. We make the best starts possible this week. Let's kick it off at the quarterback position. You like Kirk Cousins and Jared Goff, who may even be available on the waiver wire.
Yeah, and there are two teams playing against one another, and neither has been good against quarterbacks. So Kirk Cousins, we told you to sit him last week, and he had an absolute stink bomb against the Jets. But this is a really good matchup against the Detroit Lions. Number one, the Lions against the quarterbacks. Number two, Cousins has scored 18-plus points against the Lions in six of his last nine meetings against them, including 18.3 in a game back in week three. So start Kirk Cousins, and don't be afraid to start Goff. Listen, Goff's been really good at Ford Field. In fact, only once at home has he failed to throw multiple touchdown passes, and the Vikings defense has allowed eight quarterbacks to score 17-plus points, including four who've gone over 20. So I get it. It's weird to be trusting Jared Goff going into the fantasy postseason. I mean, you've got one more week before it all is on the line, but he's been pretty good at home and the matchup is right.
That game is the highest game total over at SI Sportsbook as well, so I totally dig it. Let's talk about who we're going to sit at the quarterback position. Deshaun Watson didn't look quite up to his standards, I would say, in last week's matchup. And Tom Brady, though he did pull off the last-minute win in Monday Night Football, again, I don't know that you can trust him.
Yeah, he had a couple of touchdown passes in the fourth quarter and still didn't score 18 points. Tom Brady and that Buccaneers offense is broken. Overthinking. But bottom line here is that Tom Brady is not a reliable asset anymore, and he's got the Niners. They've allowed just two quarterbacks to score more than 17.4 points against them this season, and one of them was Patrick Mahomes. Like, this is a very, very good defense. So keep that in mind. Tom Brady is a fade for me. And you mentioned Deshaun Watson, and I know a lot of people were like, well, I held on to him this long. Why can't I play him? Well, last week, bit of a stinker, and that's an understatement. The Browns office didn't score a touchdown with Watson under center. And now you got the Bengals, all right? Their defense has allowed just 11 touchdown passes and fewer than 14 fantasy points per game to quarterbacks. Like, did you look at Patrick Mahomes' numbers last week? They were not good. The Bengals have a really good offense, but an underrated defense. So I would certainly beware Deshaun Watson, even in two QB leagues.
Let's move over to the running back position. Were you like one of our Dallas Cowboys, Tony Pollard, versus, of course, the Houston run defense in a battle of the Lone Star State on Sunday?
He was my start of the week last week, and I said, you know what? It worked out, Jen. Let's do it again, right? I mean, let's double it up. Houston's defense is terrible against the run, although Nick happened last week. That was just unbelievably bad. But I'm going to stick with the Cowboys, and you can start Zeke Elliott this week, too, with six teams on a bye. Remember, worst defense in the league in terms of stopping running backs. Pollard had a near 26% touch share last week. You can start him and, again, Zeke. And then let's talk about DeAndre Swift. It looks like there's been a changing of the guard there last week. He led the backfield in snaps, in touches, in red zone looks, and in fantasy points ahead of Jamal Williams. This week, he's got the Vikings. This should be a high-scoring game, and they've been bad against running backs. In fact, they've surrendered six touchdowns and the second most fantasy points to the position since week 10.
And of course, DeAndre Swift, especially valuable in those PPR leagues. So fire him up. All right, moving over to who we're going to sit at the running back position. You do not like the running back on Houston's side of the Dallas game for this weekend. And Najee Harris, you're also saying, not this week.
Yeah, let's start off with Damian Pierce, who had a decent game last week, 12.5 points, but that was against a bad Browns run defense. In his previous two games, he was terrible because, well, game script. And guess what's going to happen this week? Game script. That's right. The Cowboys are going to boat race the Texans. They're not going to be able to run the football for four quarters. This is a game where I would avoid Pierce at all costs. But here's the problem. We've got six teams on a bye, Jen. So when you look at my sit-em running backs this week, because I know a lot of these players are going to have to be started out of necessity. You mentioned Najee Harris. He fits into that category as well. He's looked better lately, but outside of that one big game against Cincinnati, he still hasn't put up massive fantasy points. And the Ravens have allowed one touchdown and the fifth fewest fantasy points to running backs in the last 4 weeks. So the matchup's not great either. Again, Harris is probably going to be an RB2 flex this week, but temper expectations.
That Baltimore game also has the lowest game total of the week at SI Sportsbook. All right, pivoting over to the wide receiver position now. Garrett Wilson was phenomenal last weekend. I hope you had him in your DFS lineups. He was a great mid-tier value, and he won a few contests for me. And then Christian Kirk, your other start of last week, also did right by us.
And Wilson was my start of the week last week. And again, much like Tony Pollard, let's do it again, right? I mean, people are going to look at this matchup, Jen, and think, wait a minute, this is the Bills. This is not a good matchup. But over the last 4 weeks, their defense has allowed the fourth most points to perimeter receivers. And remember back in week 9, Garrett Wilson scored almost 18 points against Buffalo. So continuous with him too. Last week, he was one of my starts. He had a really good game, 104 yards receiving. Now he's got the Titans. This is a defense that has been very generous to wide receivers, 17 touchdown catches. Zay Jones also worth a look maybe in DFS or in deeper leagues if you really need a wide receiver, but a very good matchup for the Jaguars wideouts against Tennessee.
Gabe Davis and Juju Smith-Schuster are in two very high-powered offenses, but you say this week is not the week to give them a start.
Gabe is, he's schizophrenic in the stat sheets, right? I mean, you can't trust him. It's hard to sit him because you never know when you're going to get that big game from him. But I mean, look at the numbers. He has been absolutely inconsistent, single-digit points in 4 of his last 6 games. Now he's got the Jets. Hey, folks, the Jets' defense is really good. They held them to 5.3 points earlier in the season. So Gabe Davis is going to be on my bench. And you mentioned Juju. Remember a few weeks ago, he was really hot. Lately, he has been ice cold. 18.6 combined fantasy points in his last 3 games. And as bad as Denver's offense is, their defense is really good. And it's very tough. They've actually allowed just 6 touchdowns and the second fewest fantasy points to opposing wide receivers. So Juju is a risk. Now, once again, 6 teams off. You're probably going to have to play a lot of these players. I'm telling you to sit, but temper those expectations.
You know, the under has hit in 11 of 12 Broncos games this year. And it's not just because Russ is so bad. It's also because the defense is so good.